Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy Daquan back at it again. It's been a while since I made a podcast. Sorry about that. I know I say that every podcast, but I'm getting back to it, man. I'm getting back to it. So today, I wanted to talk a little bit about mental health. And pretty much, I'm doing a whole thing on health, wealth, and spirituality. Just talking about all of them as a whole, because they all work together, so you need all three. But today we're talking about mental health, man. Mental health is definitely a big topic because nobody really talks about it in this world, in this society. It's easier to keep quiet than to talk to somebody about it, or you know, hold it in, or different things that's going on in people's lives and stuff like that that cause, you know, trauma and losing jobs and all kinds of things, you know. All that stuff builds up and it creates a blockage for your mental health because it's not healthy. I mean, your mind's supposed to be free out here. You're supposed to be focusing on yourself. You're supposed to be not really worried about the outside sources, not really fearing anything. And it's not like that whatsoever. I mean, people are going through things every single day with their mental health. So it's a big subject. Nobody really wants to touch base on, because I don't know why, to be honest. I mean, nobody likes to talk about this stuff, but this stuff is very important, especially for the black community. I mean, every community for sure. I'm not going to count nobody out because everybody's had, you know, their thing in the past and this and that, but for black people, I feel like we've been taught to be quiet and taught to, you know, not say stuff. And that's what the songs promote and everything else. So that's what we do. We don't talk about anything. So then it reflects on our outside, and it shows on the outside what we are feeling inside, because, you know, internal health is external health. So then people look at you a certain way, da da da, when they're not knowing that the underlying factor of it is, you know, mental health or past things that's happened in your life, such and such. So we really need to start understanding each other a lot better too. Maybe that'll help. So yeah, food is definitely a factor too. The food that you intake every day is definitely a factor. You can eat. I woke up and ate a smoothie this morning. A gray smoothie filled with berries and fruits and stuff like that. And I feel great right now. Great. Whole body feel great. Mind, body, soul, it's all one. Feels connected. I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. You keep doing it repetitively. You know, looking up the diet you should eat. Things you should be intaking for your body, because we've been taught to not do any of that our whole life. So it's time to switch some stuff up, because we keep going down that road that we are, and that's how we end up in certain different circumstances that we end up in. So definitely food, you know, get your berries, get your vegetables, even if you don't want to convert all the way over. At least mix it with what you're eating already. If you're eating, you know, McDonald's in a day or whatever you're eating in a day, make sure you get that fruit in. Make sure you get them vegetables in, because that's going to help your body. That's going to help your mind, make you think better, make your body work as one. And from there, you can do anything. So I'm just trying to help everybody get right. This your boy Quan. You already know. Back at it again. Peace. All right, guys, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy Quan with another podcast today. Just went on a 2.5-3 mile walk. Legs burning. Went to the gym before that. Went to the sauna. So I'm feeling pretty good right now. Pretty tired, but feeling good. Now, not all that tiredness is going to wear off, and it's just going to be pure energy after that. So today I wanted to hop on here and talk about physical strength or physical health. Excuse me. Physical health. I guess physical strength ties into that. But physical health is very important, in my opinion. I think it does. And when I say physical health, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, going in the gym for 2-3 hours a day. Physical health can be, you know, getting up, walking down the street, you know, walking your dog, riding a bike, cutting your grass, going to work even, you know. Everything that puts your body in motion and pretty much activates everything in your body and lets it flow so that blood can start circulating and you can feel better. It gets to your brain and every organ that it needs to get to. So physical health is definitely important because you need to have blood in every part of your body in order for it to function properly. And when you don't, that's when you have, you know, complications, you know, sicknesses or joints messing up and this, that, and the third. So physical health, I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can go about it. You can start with your health, with your diet. You can start with working out. You can start, you know, even the smallest thing is just waking up early. You know, it's all just in a routine. You start something and you keep going with it, and you keep going with it until it becomes a habit. And once you create a habit, you don't really have to worry about it too much because it's already built. You're already doing it. You can worry about other things in your life. So remember just to get those fruits in, get those proteins in that you need every day. That also helps the blood flow. You know, look up different fruits and vegetables, even nuts and peanuts and stuff like that and whatnot. That, I mean, if you still eat meat and stuff like that, look for different meats and stuff that's high in fish oil or high in vitamins and high in, and you know, different things that you need for your body. Because that's definitely beneficial for you. So just look more into that. And also, mucus is a big thing. Mucus causes a lot of disease. So that ties into physical, because when you have a lot of mucus inside of your body, it makes your mind a little slower, makes you a little slower, makes you not want to, you know, do too much, this, that, and the third. So let's try not to intake so much dairy and cheese and stuff that creates mucus, because that builds up and it slows down your bodily functions and stuff like that. So keep moving, man. Keep flowing, man. It's your boy Quan. Appreciate y'all listening to me again. Holla at you. Peace.